Accession number 18611, real one.
As an ex-diplomat, I stand here with a certain sense of humility. We've heard a good deal about the unhelpful and unreliable nature of diplomats, but I was an SOE a long time before I became a diplomat. I think it's really probably about 8 years ago that the idea of this conference first arose. And it was at a time when there had been a concatenation of DPhils saying that the Mackie in France were absolutely useless, based upon getting at the Vichy archives, I may say. But about the same time, the Financial Times published a very offensive article about the role the French had played in the war, and there was a BBC program which concerned some rather distinguished figures, some of them here, and at least one of them very hostile to the whole notion of the special forces. And it was about that time, I think, that people began to suspect that there would be a case for having a conference of this sort. I think, looking at the last 3 days, when we've been kept very hard at it by Mark, that the timing hasn't worked out too badly. Of course, in the interval, there are lots of splendid figures who've disappeared. But the purpose wasn't to have too many of that generation. The purpose was to have those who wrote about that form of warfare, and that bit of our history, and those who were going to write the next generation ahead, while there still was some around who could inject a personal element of experience. And I think, on the whole, Mark Seaman has designed this program with extreme skill. I'm not quite sure that I am in total agreement with him in his view that really an enabling agency was what it was all about. It started very much in the hands of people like Gus March Phillips, with people who were trying to create a resistance in Europe. And I shall never forget that that very great Belgian resistor, Pat O'Leary, came back to an exhibition held in this museum. It must be 12 or 15 years ago now. He said, "Never forget that resistance began here in London." And he was absolutely right. We've heard a good deal about what it felt like in France in those days. And I had the privilege of succeeding when I became a country section head. Jacques de Gaillis, who, having been Gort's interpreter with BEF in 1940, had been put back in with the division to Cherbourg afterwards and got left behind, and spent several months in France before walking out through Spain. He went straight to see Churchill. He was the first person with entirely bilingual background and an Oxford education who had come out of France after spending several months there. Of course, de Gaulle, in due course, wouldn't have him running operations from North Africa, because he'd worked with Giraud and he'd belonged to F section. Well, I think one of the great things, and it's been emphasized in this current session now, about SOE was really the individuals concerned. We had the polar explorers, one of whom sits before us and who's given us such admirable exposés of important matters in the course of this, Andrew Croft, only just now dead. But as compared with SIS, the percentage of SOE people who were involved in actual operations overseas was much higher. You couldn't rely entirely on liaison services to do the work for you. And the doctrine embodied in Buckmaster section that left them with 104 names inscribed on that famous memorial that's now growing moss on it, I understand. We shall have to look at that. But that was a very important factor. I mustn't go on because we've come to the time when we all ought to go about our next program events. Thank the War Museum very much indeed for laying this on. I certainly enjoyed it very much. I hope other people have as well.
Robert Crawford, the Director General of the Imperial War Museum.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you, Sir Brooks, very much indeed for those kind remarks about the arrangement of this conference. I cannot sufficiently express the gratitude which Mark and I and all our colleagues in the museum team feel to all of those who have contributed over the last 3 days and perhaps the last 8 years of planning for this conference for the vital parts that you have played. To the club and to the Jerry Holdsworth Special Forces Charitable Trust in particular for providing the funds for it and for the sort of moral encouragement and support that has made it possible. To the speakers, many of them very busy and distinguished professional historians and lecturers who've spared much time to write papers and be with us during the last 3 days. We've heard some absolutely fantastic papers, and I'm very grateful to them, to our distinguished commentators for the contributions that they have made, and to our willing chairman who have been dragooned, not exactly at the point of a Fairbairn Sykes knife into the duty of keeping us under order during our sessions. To all of you, I am extremely grateful. But I am most grateful of all, perhaps, to you, the audience, for coming and supporting this event, for paying your £45, for participating in such a lively way in these sessions, right through to the end. It could not have worked without you. And I am very grateful for all that you have contributed. It has been a pleasure and a privilege to host this occasion, and I hope it will not be the last such occasion on this subject. And if perhaps we had aimed that in bringing you together with the younger historians that there should be this last opportunity for a dialogue of this kind, I hope we may go away with the slightly unsatisfied thought that there is more work to be done, more discussions to be had, more research to be carried out, more meetings and more liaisons between the young scholars that we hope will now carry on the torch into the future and those veterans who survive and who we have heard over the last 3 days clearly have yet very much invaluable primary evidentiary material to impart on this subject. And the last word, I think, should go to them, for without them, certainly this institution and we younger curators and scholars would not be able to go about our work in freedom, with the freedom that scholarship is now able to enjoy without their skills and courage in times past. Thank you all very much for spending time with us over the last 3 days. Thank you for your support over many years, and I look forward to seeing you here again.